Father, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name. I welcome everyone here this night. We had an all-day program with pastors and ministers, and I believe that everyone who came, you will never be the same. Tonight we shall be looking at the secrets of Abrahamic blessing. The secrets of Abrahamic blessing. Our objective is that, as it is stated, the secrets. Our objective is understanding the secrets of Abraham's blessing. The secrets of Abrahamic blessing. Many people think Abraham's blessings are mine. But Abraham's blessings can only be ours if Abraham's secrets are ours. It's important to know that behind success are secrets. Behind products are practices, principles and practices. There is no success without a secret. There is no product without principles and practices. There is no outcome without impute. This evening, I want to identify 12 secrets of Abraham's blessings. What made Abraham to be so irrecoverably blessed that his blessing exists till today? Genesis 24 and verse 1 said, the Lord has blessed Abraham in all things. All things, all things. And God is no respecter of persons. If he's only a respecter of principles. If we embrace the same principles, we'll experience the same products. Secret number one. Access to the voice of God. And the Lord said to Abraham, Genesis 12:1. That was where his journey started. The Lord God had said, the ability for God to speak and you hear is the beginning of the journey of a blessing. Whether you heard him through his word, or you heard him by his spirit, the journey of the blessing begins with hearing God speak. God spoke, you heard. Elijah would have died with the famine if he didn't hear God. Go to the brook Cherit. Go to the widow of Zarephath. God will open your ears. Somebody say aloud, amen. Secret number one, access to the voice of God. Secret number two, separation from ungodly lifestyles or association. Get out of your father's house. Out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. We hear from history that Abraham's father's house was an idolatrous family in the awe of the Chaldees. Idol worshipping, divine instructions, prompt obedience. God spoke, you moved. So Abraham departed. Abraham departed. Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2 said, if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations and all these blessings. Many of us don't know the last time we obeyed God, because we don't know the last time we heard anything from God, either from his word or by the Spirit. So the blessing is cast. Prompt obedience to divine instruction. Secret number 4, going all the way with God. Not stopping on the way, on the road. Genesis 12 and in verse 5. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. There are people who have never started anything and finished with God before. There are people who don't know the opening of a service. They don't know what opening prayer means. They have never started anything and finished. There are people, they come on 21 days fast in January. There are people who have never started from the beginning and continue till they finished. That is without breaking the fast or breaking in the middle. There are people who have never followed, gone a journey with God, an unbroken journey. Going all the way with God. It's a secret of the blessing. Secret number 5. An enterprising and an industrious life. A life that is enterprising. A life that is industrious. Abraham was the father of the modern day cattle ranching technique. He had cattle. He reared cattle. Genesis chapter 13 verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, very rich in silver, very rich in gold. He was an animal husbandman, animal husbandry. He dug wells, wells that the Philistines filled, that his son Isaac was redigging. Genesis 26 from verse 18 down. It's an enterprising and an industrious life. There are many people in church who are too lazy to be blessed. Too laid back. Whether as pastors or teachers or church workers, or they're just waiting. It's an industrious. Abraham didn't sit down for cattle to arrive. He raised them, he multiplied them. An enterprising and an industrious life. Don't let your hand be empty. The blessing of God is looking for the work of your hands. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 8. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and it shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God has given thee. And an enterprising and an industrious life. Secret number 6. The avoidance of strife. In Genesis chapter 13, And in verse 5, all the way to verse 7, we saw how Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the headmen of Abraham's cattle and the headmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt then in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray you, between me and you, and between my headmen and thy headmen, for we are brethren. Keep going. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself, I pray you, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan, that it was well watered, well everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. And then, and Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom, a land marked for demolition. But he never knew. If you know if you live in Abuja, you know what it means to be marked for demolition. Keep going. And then from verse 14. And God spoke to Abraham after Lot was separated. Many of us, we choked the blessing of God through contention, through strife, through bitterness, through loveless life. You should come to the point where you are too blessed for quarrel. Too blessed for bitterness. Too big for contention. Anyway, any direction you want to face, I face another direction. The avoidance of strife, or the life of strife. Try it. Try it. Try avoid it. Try keep the fountain of your spirit pure with love. And see how much everything will flourish around you. The avoidance of strife. Secret number 7. The life of vision. And God told Abraham, lift up your eyes. All the land which you see, I will give you. Vision is a fountain of the blessing. What man sees determines what God gives. What is too big for you to see is too big for you to handle. God searches your heart before he puts things in your hands. When I talk vision, I understand what I'm talking about. The pastor in Brazil said, come and talk to us about vision. He said, teach the nation about vision. He said, you understand it. I don't know for how long he has been listening to our preachings. The life of vision. Lift up your hands and say, Father, Father, help me to run with vision. Say it to God for 30 seconds. Help me to run with vision. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Secret number 7 Can you show me number 7? It's the life of vision. Living the life of vision. I think we should just qualify it like that. Living the life of vision. Number 8. Now, this yearbook was just, I'm just reading it back now after 30-something years. We had a class reunion about 3 Sundays ago where one of the my classmates in medical school, a professor, resurrected it. And I read it and realized how so much it is in line with what is going on today. So if the vision is in your heart, you don't even need to monitor the outcome. The outcome flows on its own. Living the life of vision. Where we read earlier on, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. He was a priest of the Most High God. Keep going. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into the hand. And he gave him the tithes of all. You want that blessing to rest and to settle. Givings, tithings, sacrifices, they are not negotiable. Give me your son, your only son Isaac. Yes, sir. Tithings, givings, sacrifices, they are not negotiable. These are time tested. Walking in the covenant of the blessing, the covenant of supernatural supplies, the covenant of giving and tithing. Secret number 11, looking away from all but God. That is looking up to God alone. Looking away from all. Looking away from man. Looking away from the system. Looking away from all but God. Looking up to God alone. Genesis 14, verse 22 to verse 23. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I've lifted up my heart unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashed, and that I will not take anything that is thine, in case you say, I have made Abraham rich. I won't take a thread from you. I won't take a shoe lashed from you. You will say, I was the one who made Abraham. You look away from God. You look away from senator. Look away from governor. Look away from president. You see, when you look at these 11 points so far, you will see some fault here or there. There's somebody who is tithing but is looking up to a big man. A pastor is a giver but is looking up to a big church member. This man is our major sponsor, our major financier. Our major benefactor. All those things close the blessing. They close the blessing. Looking away from all but God. Secret number 12. That is the continuation of number 11. Absolute faith, trust, and confidence in God. Absolute faith, trust, and confidence in God. Galatians chapter 3 verse 9. The Bible says, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. You want the blessing? You must be faithful in your faith like Abraham. Romans chapter 4 verse 20. The Bible said, he was not weak in faith, but strong in faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You need that realm of rugged faith. We have outlined crusades throughout the year. And we did not think of how will the crusades hold. We know it's not our business, it's God's business. Absolute faith, trust, and confidence in God. And that trust and confidence in God always builds it out. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. My belief in supernatural supply is so rugged that I can travel a whole trip without carrying money in my pocket. As I'm thinking, I'm trying to wonder whether there is CC in any in this pocket. Kneel. I travel all the way to Venezuela in South America, and I forgot that I didn't carry money. Can you leave here and go to Nyanya and not carry money? Nyanya here. Even Lugbe, police signboard. And you didn't carry money. I said you want to trek. What kind of forgetfulness is that? You enter plane. Plane flew you from here to Europe. 6 hours. Europe to that place, 9 hours. And you didn't, it's only when we arrived that I realized no money anywhere. Carry the bag, hit it on the ground. My major challenge is that I am the one going to preach. And there will be offering time. What will I give? Are you ready for this? A stranger, somebody I have never met in my life, met me in the hotel and gave me dollars. Dollars enough for anything. Enough to give offering from. Enough to do anything. And Dr. Miss Enetje was not with me. Because under such circumstances, you will easily bail me out. These days of card. What credit card? What, ATM card. Zero is in my possession. If you ask me for my account number now, I don't know any of it. Is that right? I have to ask for it. One day we asked one woman for, can we have your number? We were asking for phone number. She quoted the account number first. Since it was not specified, can we have your number? Straight. From head. What an intelligence. Number is number. What about you? If somebody like that is asking you for your number, which one will you call first? Praise the Lord. And I'm saying that. It has advantages and disadvantages. Because there are times you really need to do some things. And then but that is the level to which some of us believe that supplies a possibility. And also it also tells you our relationship regarding money. I didn't even used to know that you can put money and thief can thief it. If I thought you leave it there, it remains there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a new day. It's a new day. This is my counsel. And it is from Romans chapter 4 verse 12. Romans chapter 4 and in verse 12. He said, concerning Abraham, he said he is the father of the circumcision. To them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. So, if we are to experience the supplies of Abraham, we must walk in the steps of Abraham. He If we are to experience the blessing, Abraham's blessings are connected to Abraham's steps. Until he stepped out of his father's house, the blessing was not in view. If we are to walk in the blessings, we must walk in the steps. And I want you to recite it with me. The 12 steps or the 12 secrets that I mentioned. Number one was what? I know many are still writing, but let's go. One, access to the voice of God. Number two, separation from ungodly lifestyle or association. Number three, prompt obedience to divine instructions. Four, going all the way with God. Five, an enterprising and an industrious life. Six, the avoidance of strife, walking in love. Seven, living a life of vision, seeing the future afar. Eight, being a blessing to your world. Nine, recognizing, submitting, and connecting to higher spiritual authority. 10, walking in the covenant of the blessing. That's the blessing of supernatural supplies. The blessing of giving and fighting. 11, looking away from all but God. Looking up to God alone. And 12, absolute faith, trust, and confidence in God. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed. Amen. And like I said on Sunday, somebody is blessed. Amen. Now, somebody is a blessing. Say louder, amen. Stand up on your feet if you are not just blessed, but you are a blessing. You are not just blessed, but you are a blessing to your generation. You are not just blessed, but you are a blessing to your generation. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Mahushada galayada galayada. You are not just blessed, but you are a blessing to your generation. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Lift your voice, lift your hands and worship him. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Two prayers to pray. Prayer number one. Father, thank you for your word. I receive your word. And I thank you for the privilege of being found in a place like this. Lift your voice and say, Father, thank you for your word. I have received your word, and I thank you for the privilege
of being
in the place
such as this to hear your word.
Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Go on ahead and speak to God. Thank you for
your word.
In the name of Jesus, I noticed something about the grace of God. The grace of God gives us the ability to do things we couldn't have done with our power. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 and 12. It says that the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to deny ungodliness. In our human self, it's hard to deny ungodliness, to live and worldly lusts, and to live soberly and righteously in this evil world. That is, you are inside water, but grace can make you not to be drowned in the water. That's what grace is. Every virtue of God answers to grace. Grace to obey God. He said, it is God that worketh in you to will and to do of his good. That is, I need to help you to even please me. Did you hear that? You need my help to please me. That is, if I don't help you, you will struggle. You will want to please me, but that attempt is a continuous struggle. So we're going to ask the grace to walk in the steps of Abraham. Father, I ask, you see, it is one thing to be instructed. It's another thing to be empowered to carry out the instruction. How many people make New Year resolution every year? But the power to keep it is another matter. Do you understand what I'm saying? I won't do this again. I won't lie again. I won't go here again. I won't borrow money again. That is 1st January. Before January 7th. He has already borrowed the first money. So this thing is like this. Okay, I will make another resolution by this time next year. That is, this year I give up. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, it takes that grace, that empowerment, enablement of God to do what you want to do and what God wants you to do. Father, I receive grace tonight to walk in this 12 steps of Abraham that I just heard. I receive the grace today. And one thing about the word of God is that it is real and practical. So that when you do the things you are meant to do, the result happens. It just happens effortlessly. It happens seamlessly. It happens so tidily and smooth. Lift your hands on your voice now and say, Father, I receive the grace to walk in the steps of Abraham that I just heard about. I receive the grace to walk in these steps, to walk in these steps of Abraham that I just heard about. Empowerment to do what you want me to do what I want to do. I receive it by your grace in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray right now. Grace.
Those of you at the back of the mic, are you praying? Malaya Hassani Yoda Salada.
Pray. I receive the grace to walk in the steps of Abraham. I receive the empowerment to do what you want me to do. To do what I want to do. I receive by your grace, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I receive the grace. Open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus. Rama 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 r In the name of Jesus.
And everyone here tonight, in need of forgiveness for sins, please step forward here. You want your sins forgiven, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life. It is well with my soul in the name of Jesus. Anywhere you are saying, Pastor, I want to have my ways. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be forgiven my sins. I want today to be a new day in my life. Pick your Bibles and come forward here. Or you want to rededicate yourself to God. Come forward also. It is well. It is well. It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
Everybody, body, it is well.
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 In the name of Jesus,
it is well. With my soul today.
In the name of Jesus,
it is well.
It is well.
In the name of Jesus,
it is well.
With my soul today.
In the name of Jesus,
it is well.
It is well.
In the name of Jesus,
it is well.
With my soul today.
In the name of Jesus,
it is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
Your chest as of you standing. And if there's rededication, addiction breaking, or anything like that, we can still receive you forward. Rededication to God, breaking of addiction or anything like that. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for God, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare that grace to live for God will release upon you. Help and mercy from heaven is your portion. In Jesus' precious name, amen.